You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 55 new coronavirus cases and 8 deaths in the past 24 hours as the state plans to ramp up its much-criticised contact tracing system. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews announced on Tuesday that a group of officials would visit New South Wales to learn more about their contact tracing system. Mr Andrews added 5 suburban response teams will be set up to help drive down new case numbers.
We will establish those important suburban equivalents of those regional public health teams at all points on the compass, and that'll be about trying to provide the very best and localised response, not to hundreds of cases, that is appropriately centralised, but to very small numbers of cases in local areas, in local suburbs. We think that will serve us very well.
And 9 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in New South Wales. 5 cases are linked to known clusters, with 1 mystery case with an unknown transmission source emerging in southeastern Sydney. The outbreak, linked to Concord and Liverpool hospitals, has expanded to 7, with 3 new cases in the last 24 hours. The cluster spread across both sites after a health worker worked at both sites while infectious last week. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the state government has the health and economic dimensions of the pandemic under control.
5 out of the 6 are all from 9 clusters, and there's 1 under investigation. So New South Wales continues to control the virus as best we can whilst maintaining all of our economic activity, which is something we're really pleased to do.
And an inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine program has heard it was hastily organised and ultimately failed to meet the needs of returned travellers. Council assisting Ben Isle told the inquiry the program was established within 48 hours of the first return travellers arriving from overseas from the 29th of March. Mr Isle outlined the confusion and lack of cohesion between agencies, public and private, in the early days of the program, which was put together under extreme time pressures.
The evidence given was to the effect that the program was stood up, to use the term that the witnesses have used, from scratch and in an exceptionally tight time frame. It was a huge logistical operation put into place over the course of the weekend starting 27 March, and was done so without warning or much time to plan.
Federal Minister Greg Hunt says he's very confident free coronavirus vaccinations for Australians could be available as early as January. At an estimated cost of $1.7 billion, the federal government has secured almost 85 million doses of a vaccine if 2 promising trials prove successful. 1 vaccine is from Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, while the other is from the University of Queensland and CSL. Mr Hunt says the elderly and health workers would be the first to receive the vaccine.
Now that we've seen the data, now that we have been engaged in deep negotiations with the universities and the companies, we are confident that we can achieve these timelines. With the first vaccines projected for January and February, I think everybody is working under the assumption that our frail elderly and our health workers would be right at the front of the queue, as they should be.
And Queensland has recorded 1 new case as authorities work to contact trace people potentially exposed to the disease at a hospital west of Brisbane. A woman in her 20s who recently returned from overseas is the latest person to be diagnosed with COVID-19. 5 cases have been linked to the hospital and more than 200 staff remain in isolation. And the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Nick Coatsworth, says 15 mental health clinics across Victoria will get a $26.9 million funding boost to assist people suffering from psychological distress due to the restrictions. Dr. Coatsworth urges people feeling isolated to reach out for help and to incorporate some structure into their day.
Whether you set aside dedicated time for housework, make sure you then have some downtime after that where you're doing something that you enjoy doing, a hobby. Set yourself achievable goals. One of the simplest things you can do in the morning, and this was said to me once at a leadership seminar by someone who's a very good leader, is make your bed. It sounds so simple, but if you get into some structure and routine for the next 2 weeks while the restrictions are still in place. Those sort of achievable goals and structure can be very, very important.
But Dr. Coatsworth has urged anyone feeling down or thinking about behaviour or doing things that may be dangerous to themselves to call one of the many helplines available for immediate support. And you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.